This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. News outlets say Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has resigned after nearly 4 months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. These women chanting, "He is down, he is down." Thousands of protesters were making their way toward the military headquarters, where more protesters have staged a sit-in since last Saturday. At least 22 people have been killed in clashes with security forces, according to activists. Both the Associated Press and Reuters say they have learned from government sources that the 75-year-old ruler will step down and that consultations are underway to form a transitional council. Reports of al-Bashir's ouster comes hours after Sudan's state-controlled television said the army will make an important statement sometime Thursday. British police arrested WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Thursday, the latest step in a legal drama dating back more than 7 years. Assange had taken refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012, avoiding sexual assault charges in Sweden. Sweden later dropped its investigation, but Assange remained at the embassy over fears Britain might extradite him to the United States in connection with WikiLeaks' publication of classified U.S. government documents.
Anuncio que la conducta irrespetuosa y agresiva del señor Julian Assange.
Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno tweeted a video statement Thursday after police in the UK arrested Assange. In the video, Moreno said the government withdrew Julian Assange's asylum status, citing international convention violations. He went on to say those violations have led the situation to a point where the asylum is no longer sustainable. This is VOA News.